in 2014, men look for all men. Don't ever forget that. 37,000 votes were given to this man in May 2014. I wish I wasn't here. I wish I wasn't here. I wish I wasn't here on the back of this man's achievements of educational maintenance awards, building homes, making sure that that there is free school dinners, making sure that we were the recipients of £50 million of new homes bonus. I wish I wasn't here on the back of this man's achievements, but I am here today. I am here today. Because you need to know the reason why I am a councillor and why I became a councillor in 2010 is because Lutfer Rahman believed that I would be a good councillor. He believed in me, and in 2010, lo and behold, we didn't run one election, we ran three elections! When I was sent to Shadwell to stand there as a Labour Party candidate, I want my three votes. No one knew who I was there, but this man helped me because he gave me the confidence and the faith that I could do it as a woman. Yeah. In 2010, this man was elected as the Labour Party candidate, as a mayoral. Don't forget that. He was elected as a Labour Party candidate. And then we had the dodgy dossier, and then he was deselected. October 2014, we won again. The people spoke. In October 2010, I remember it well, it was a cold day. And you know, for a pregnant woman at that time, it was even colder. And in November, I had my son, and I was proud to have my son 6 weeks later after I supported Lutfer Rahman. In 2014, we stood again. But in between that time, Lutfer Rahman put his faith into me, asked me to stand as the cabinet member for housing, regeneration and development. That was a bit hard, I just had a baby. And I came back in January 24, 2011. He told me I could do it. He told me that you must do something in this borough with me so that we could regenerate homes. You've heard of John Addison, he talked about the ocean estate. I remember that years ago, 15, 20 years ago, when the drugs were ridden and crime and disorder was high. But this man, Lutfer Rahman, he started that regeneration. We worked together. The legacy runs through this. We worked together on the Blackpool Reach project. We worked together on the Project 120, which addresses people with disabilities. We worked together to freeze council tax. We worked together to make sure people had a voice so that his surges were flooded with people so that they had a voice and that they could be heard and that the homeless was addressed as well. But last Thursday, I sat in that court. And you know, I came to this country from Bangladesh, and I should know a lot about Bangladesh in 1971 when it won a war. You know this, but remember this, in the mid-1970s, I was brought up in Kent. And when I sat in that courtroom, I remembered the very first time I felt racism. But the irony of it all, I didn't know what racism was. I was 4 years old in a Church of England school. I was only the only girl of colour. I think I was the only child of colour. And a young white child sat next to me. I'd started the nursery, and she asked me if I was a gollywog. Do you know, many of the young people may not know what a gollywog was. I didn't know what a gollywog was. I went home and asked my mum what a gollywog was. She didn't know. A gollywog. It took a long time for me to find that picture. I couldn't find it in the books because they were the Jane and John and Jane books that told me You have to be blonde, you have to be blue-eyed, you have to be fair-skinned. And the woman has to be in the kitchen and the dad has to be in the garden. All the conjugal roles that defied what I knew, what British values were. Let me tell you, when we did see the picture of the gollywog on the jam jar, my mum said, "You're much prettier than that. What's that got to do with it?" Let me tell you something. I am proud to be a Muslim. I am proud to be a Muslim. And when I reach for my Lord, it is in the name of peace and mercy. And I am proud to be a Bangladeshi. Because I remember the millions of people who died for independence. My father taught me that. And I am proud to be British. I am proud to be British because British values are the same as the values that my father taught me and my mother taught me. To say thank you, please open the door, to stand up for an older person, to make sure that I contributed to British society. And I am here to stay along with the rest of the people of Tower Hamlets. There have many, many experiences that I have gone through. But you know, being the only cabinet member and the only woman in the Tower Hamlets first group, I had the backing of all my councillors and men for Rahman. I was there all the time. But you know, there's a sense of distraught in politics these days. People don't judge people on the basis of political parties anymore. They judge them on the character, they judge them on their loyalty, they judge them on the delivery. What we learned in 2014, we knew that. I have to tell you, when the mayor asked me to take this role, I was afraid. Afraid because I did not know, and I still do not know, what the future will hold. How a woman will be depicted in the media, how a woman will be carried in the media. Already, I'm a puppet of Mayor Loughborough Rahman. That's already been said. Believe me, Mayor Loughborough Rahman will tell you I am not his puppet when we have our arguments over what policies should be there and should not be there. I am my own woman and I am fresh. Subject of winning. I tell you this, as a lead member for housing, we know the legacy of the Olympics was moved, which was built for the host boroughs so that the East End could benefit from it. Well, let me, I had to give evidence in a parliamentary committee. I went there, I sat outside that committee along with very white, middle-class men from other leaders from other boroughs. I sat there with them. And the clerk came out, he took them, he didn't take me, because he thought I was the personal assistant. So I sat there and I waited for him, because he was going to come to me, I wasn't going to go to him. Yeah. And he came to me, and he took me back in there. But on the basis of women, I would like to pay a personal tribute. I would like to pay a tribute to Aisha. Aisha, who is the wife of Mayor Loughborough Rahman, who has won every recognition that is granted to her. Maya Angelou said, "I am no one's victim, and I am no one's victim. I can help. I can give some kind of hope here. Because we need to bring justice back in June. And we need to make sure that democracy is sustained and that your voice is still here and that justice for him, not for Rahman, is sustained in June.
Sure.
What can we? What can we offer? What can I offer? I can offer you what I have learned from the experience of working with men of Faramon. I can tell you, you want transparency.